not quite a quarter till 4 o'clock, opening hour of the show. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas. And while most of the show today probably going to be spent much like that scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, remember, where everybody finds out that last golden ticket has been found, everybody's all kind of downtrodden.
Yeah.
That's kind of what today's like.
Yeah, but he finds the golden ticket and everything goes back up. How's that going to happen?
Well, it's going to happen by bringing in Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus to talk about the Buckeyes. Dunny, how are you, my man? Got that golden ticket?
No, I don't have that golden ticket, but I'm hoping I know somebody that does.
Well, if you see that person, you let me know. We could all use a golden ticket about now, my man.
Absolutely.
You could use that golden ticket because you were here in Cleveland. You had to watch that game last night, and then you didn't get back down to our state capital until, what, just after 3 o'clock last night?
Yeah, we got back just after 3 o'clock. We were up there live at 5 and 6 and 11 covering the covering game 5 of the ALDS, and got back down here at 3:15, I think it was, in the morning, and was at Blue Jackets practice this morning. And so, yeah, just your normal day in life here at the WBNS covering all the sports of Central Ohio.
You're a man of many talents, my friend. I've known that for many, many years. Urban Meyer made some comments yesterday about playing night games on the road. Why does he think that these should be limited? I mean, look, I think when we look at this thing from a television perspective, you certainly see that you want your biggest matchups to be on Saturday night because typically they believe that's when the most people are watching. Why is it he wants these things to be limited?
Because he believes, and I believe it's true, it hurts the players. And it just puts them at a disadvantage. You know, you look at a 7:30 night game in Nebraska. These kids won't go back on Sunday until about 5 a.m. And I'm complaining about coming back at 3 a.m. They won't be back till about 5 a.m. after playing a very tough, very physical football game. Then they have treatment. Then they have maybe some game film on Sunday afternoon. Monday they have off for as far as practice-wise, but they still have all their classes they have to go to and everything like that. So rest becomes an issue and sleep becomes an issue, and you know it just puts the student-athlete at a disadvantage when it comes to getting behind the eight ball as far as not just athletically but academically as well.
You know, when I first heard this, Sean, I kind of was like, well, that's kind of silly. But then I thought about it. NFL essentially does it with 1 o'clock games and 4:30 games, and then you have a couple of the primetime games throughout the week. Has there ever been talk? Have you ever heard anything about a major conference saying, you know what, maybe we'll move to that same kind of idea?
No, okay, because most of them have it, you know, the noon games, the 3:30 games. You know, it's funny, Urban Meyer, when he first came to Ohio State, he was pushing for more night games. He was pushing for more night games for the Big Ten, you know, later in the season. Now he's going, maybe I asked for too much. It's getting to be where I have four of the five, more than likely, the Iowa kickoff time hasn't come out yet, but everybody believes that will be a night game as well. But four of the five away games in the Big Ten schedule for Ohio State will be night games. The only one that isn't is the last game of the season with Michigan. That's already a noon kickoff.
See, okay, here's my next question, Donnie, because you know you're a TV guy. You have been for going on 10, 15 years now. You know this is a business, not a public service. And if television stations think that they're going to get more cashish by putting this game at night, love it or hate it, Ohio State's a gigantic draw at night. So, I mean, while Coach Meyer may not like this, I don't know that it's going anywhere anytime soon, is it?
More than likely not. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there is some talk during the off season that maybe it gets limited. You know, remember, the Big Ten, not that long ago, said no night games in November. It was all noon and 3:30 games. It was a big, crazy uproar when Ohio State and Michigan played at 3:30 in 2006, when it was 1-2 over at the Horseshoe, it was a big deal to move that game. So the more and more we get away from that, the more and more we look at how much money that these schools and the conferences are making, and the TV networks are making, it's harder and harder to move back to that time where not many night games, especially late in the season.
Yes, so, and that leads me to believe we're far from done speaking about this, because I think it's going to come up again and again and again, because you're right. Look, the networks and the schools, they're making money off this process, and I understand where Coach Meyer's coming from. Look, I mean, you've covered a number of these games over the years. I think you would say certainly, look, if I'm working the event, I would much rather it be at noon or at 3:30 than 8:30 at night. I mean, I've been there on a much smaller scale, a much, much smaller scale. But, you know, when you're playing host or you're working at these games, yes, you would much rather these things be at noon because – look, it just makes life a little bit easier, but I have a feeling this conversation's not going anywhere, and I have a feeling we'll be talking about it again here relatively soon. But
absolutely,
because we're limited on time here, we'll move on to something else. You know, to the targeting situation last week, something that popped up, and it's really kind of garnered some more conversation amongst those in and around the college football world. And for Ohio State, it specifically included Damon Arnett and Denzel Ward. Your thoughts on the targeting situation surrounding both of those guys last week?
Damon Arnett, there's no question. That was definitely a targeting call. He should have been ejected from the game. He was from the second half. That means he will miss the first half against Nebraska. When it comes to Denzel Ward and his hit against the Maryland player, that was a clean hit. Urban Meyer said on Tuesday in his teleconference that the Big Ten has said that that was a clean hit, that they made a mistake. But they awarded Denzel Ward with a forced fumble, with a big hit. But he called Denzel Ward's mom, and he talked about with our own Dom DeBerry that, you know, he was kicked out of a game in front of 108,000 people for doing nothing wrong, for being taught, for doing what he's taught. You know, head to the side, avoid the head and neck area. You hit hard, but you hit clean. And he was kicked out of the stadium. He was kicked out of the field and out of the game for doing something that he knows is right, and that should have been called correctly. You know, he said maybe there should be some recourse against the official. He's like, no, but what that is, that goes way above my job title. But he brings up a good point. Is there any recourse to be done for something that happens if that happens again?
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Michael Hill is going to return to the Buckeyes this week. Obviously, that gives the Buckeyes a little more depth on that defensive line. What is it that he adds to the table for these guys?
He just adds more depth to that defensive line. He allows Jalen Holmes, he allows Tyquan Lewis to move back to the more natural defensive end spots. Michael Hill is a former defensive end that moved down to do three technique down in the defensive tackle area, and he is very hard to contain down there. It gives them more strength and more weapons to attack the quarterback and attack the ball on first and second down.
Well, and of course, this weekend, the Buckeyes are traveling to Nebraska. Now, for those that don't remember, the last time Ohio State went to Nebraska, things did not go so well. They started well, but they didn't end well for Ohio State. They ended up losing a very big lead, and Nebraska came from behind to get a 34-27 victory over the Buckeyes. How much talk are you hearing about that particular game? Now, I know a ton of things have changed since that particular game back in 2011, but how much of that talk are you hearing down there leading up to Saturday's game?
None, really. You know, that was before Urban Meyer was the head coach, and Braxton Miller, I believe, was a freshman quarterback. He got injured. Joe Bowserman came in, and then we all remember the Joe Bowserman depth chart after the game where he had balls in the stands and outside the stadium and everything like that. That's really the only thing that's really being brought up and talking to other people is just remembering that, oh, yeah, I remember the Joe Bowserman depth chart or throwing chart from that game. Really, there's no – maybe just the environment. But I believe this will be Urban Meyer's first or maybe second time ever playing in Lincoln. So he knows what to expect because he expects a top 10 environment. But aside from that, they're kind of going in there with Like, they've never been there before, I think.
I was going to say, Sean, I mean, as bad as the Huskers have been here in the last couple of years, I mean, that's a fan base that is there every single Saturday to cheer on their Huskers.
Absolutely.
Do they do anything practice-wise on that? Because I'd imagine that gets pretty loud.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they're practicing crowd noise for with Rutgers, they're definitely practicing with crowd noise for Nebraska. They might practice some other things, whether it be silent counts or anything like that. Just like you would normally see that the Browns or another NFL team do. But nothing out of the ordinary, I don't believe, that they'd be doing to get ready for this game against Nebraska.
What are the Buckeyes saying about the Cornhuskers leading up to this game on Saturday?
A very talented team, more the same thing that they were saying about Maryland. They expect a tough matchup. They're really kind of excited, more or less, to be playing at Nebraska, just to be able to go, especially Urban Meyer. He likes playing at these historically big stadiums and these historically big programs. And it's going to be really cool to see Nebraska end on one helmet and the Buckeye leaves on the gray helmets on the other side for Ohio State. And watching them collide and go at it, it's going to be feel like an old-school matchup, I think, with more new-school offenses, I guess you would say.
All right, Donnie. Well, before we cut you loose, we need a prediction from you on Saturday's game. You think that Nebraska could pull the wool over the eyes of the Buckeyes, or do you think Ohio State runs away?
Yeah, a lot of people are kind of calling this, and this might be a big upset Saturday. You know, you have Texas and Oklahoma, some other big-time matchups. I don't think there's much of a shot that Nebraska has as far as pulling the upset over the Buckeyes. You know, look for them to score maybe a couple touchdowns because it is their home field. I know their defense, their secondary are ball hawks. They've scored a few pick sixes in the past few games. I really expect the Buckeyes to come out. Another good game from JT Barrett, another good game from Weber and Dobbins. I expect the defensive line to get after Tanner Lee, and he is throwing a lot of interceptions. I believe his touchdown to interception ratio is about 1-1. I expect the Buckeyes to come out and have another big game. I expect them to win. We'll go 56-14, Buckeyes.
Wow, a lot of points. And there are a lot of college football fans that love when you say 56 for the Buckeyes. So you probably have a lot of folks in the listening area perking up when you say that. Where are you guys at tomorrow night? What are the big Columbus High School football matchups?
The big matchup in Columbus is the Battle of Pickerington. Pickerington North, Pickerington Central. Both teams 6-1, both 2-0 in their division, in the OCC Ohio division. It's going to be a big-time matchup. That's our game of the week, and it should be a great game.
Donnie, we appreciate the time as always, my man, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Talk to you guys next week.